1865, not long after the assassination of Malcolm X, a major championship prize fight is about to take place at a shabby arena in Lewiston, Maine. It's the infamous rematch between former heavyweight champ Sonny Liston and current champ Cassius Clay, who's just recently announced he's changing his name to Muhammad Ali. The fight is being held in such an out-of-the-way location because of Ali's connection to the Black Muslim movement. And with Malcolm X's death rumored to have been at the hands of the Black Muslims, every other sports venue turned the fight down for fear of being caught in a shootout. As if things aren't tense enough in the locker room of the Lewiston Stadium, Ali has just reached out for some advice, summoning the disgraced African-American actor Lincoln Perry, best known as the controversial Hollywood movie character Stephen Fetchett, a.k.a. the laziest man in the world. The real-life friendship between Ali and Perry is the subject of hip-hop playwright Will Powers' electrifying and entertaining play, Fetch Clay Make Man, now playing at Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. Like Ali in the ring, Powers' energetic script throws punches in every direction, ducking a few story problems here and there by tossing out some lyrically outrageous dialogue, including a fair number of Ali's famous hyperbolic rhyming antagonisms. As Ali, stage actor Eddie Ray Jackson effectively conveys the youthful physicality and playfully preening attitude of Ali, while television actor Roscoe Orman plays Fetchett slash Perry with a compelling combination of watchful self-protection and wily grace. Orman, best known for 40 years of playing Gordon on Sesame Street, has made a side career of playing Lincoln Perry, having toured the globe with the eye-opening one-man show, The Confessions of Stephen Fetchett. The main attraction in the Mill Valley production is the expert chemistry between Orman and Jackson. As scripted by Power, we never know what's going to happen next. And as these two iconic characters trade verbal punches and find a powerfully moving common ground, the electricity extends to the rest of the play's vibrant cast of characters, including Ali's wife Sonji, his Nation of Islam handler brother Rashid, and, in a series of telling flashbacks to the golden age of Hollywood, the cagey studio executive William Fox. The script makes a number of unlikely leaps, as when Sonji transforms from demure, veiled possession into a sexy woman of the 60s in little more than a few minutes. But this is theater, and Power has a lot of ground to explore in a short period, so if the script tries a few too many tricks of time to squeeze it all in, at least the playwright has given us plenty of verbal razzle-dazzle and truly challenging conflicts to distract us. In Fetch Clay Make Man, directed with style and humor by Derek Sanders, there is as much going on below the surface as above it. And as a depiction of a tumultuous time in American history, this philosophical meeting of two iconic minds is, faults aside, a stirring, emotionally satisfying knockout. Fetch Clay Make Man runs through September 7th at Marin Theater Company, marintheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. Catch me if you can. I'm Ali. Catch me if you can.